Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
I like this show.
We have a very special guest in our studio tonight, in our very expensive, large recording studio. Matt, why don't you do the introductions?
You think that you understand what the word Segu means.
I do. Segu means me handing off responsibility of introducing our guest who's been waiting for 2 hours to talk on air.
Well, it's not my fault you have an uncomfortable couch. I'll be honest.
Well, it's the only one that I could purchase on Craigslist for under $10, so.
You can get other things on Craigslist.
Craigslist. So Segu was bad, but Craigots
was fine. Craigots. Craigots.
Anyway, we have Dr. Martina Lintel on the show today. She is a professor of nuclear psychology, and don't ask me how we got her on the show or to speak for us today, but she's here in the studio. Good morning, Dr. Lintel.
Good morning.
Hi. So you have a very fascinating career. I don't even know where to start with our conversation.
Clearly
so
not.
How did you get into nuclear psychology?
Well, I started as an undergraduate at Princeton University, where I studied liturgical dance, and I used electrons to really felt
liturgical
them.
Dance. Is that when you spread a bunch of books on the ground and then like do the
It's when you roll around on Bibles.
Ah, okay. Specifically Bibles or any religious text?
Well, specifically the New Text Bible, because I really feel like that's what speaks to me. But
I see.
That sounds uncomfortable. Is it as uncomfortable as I'd imagine?
Well, a lot of people end up retiring early or dying of paper cuts. It's tragic,
I have read about
really.
The deaths.
It's yeah.
Those are unfortunate.
It is.
Unfortunate, but entirely necessary.
Entirely.
I think we can all agree on
yes.
that.
Right.
So anyway, I was rolling around on my Bibles one day, and I realized, as I was looking up at the ceiling, that there were electrons, and they were sad.
Wow.
And I didn't know why.
Wow.
And I didn't think anybody cared. And I just knew that I had to care for all of them.
Wow.
So I admit it's kind of a niche field. And you know,
well, definitely you're as far as I did a little bit of research before this show. I'm ashamed that, you know, I wasn't able to read several of your dozen or so books, right? You have like 12 books out now.
Yes. 12 books. My latest book is, Feelings in the Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. With a foreword by, Leonard Nimoy before he passed.
Yes. Well, yeah, I challenge that notion.
Would you argue that he didn't pass?
I would argue that he became one with the protons.
Fascinating.
Yes. So the basic theory of neutron psychology is that we all come from the most basic particles, and it's like an extension of the medieval humor model, if you will, except that your personality is based on your makeup of elements, of the non-elements. You know, I mean, it's hard to explain to someone that's not really,
I understand.
You know,
you
in
to,
the field.
You have to dumb it down so much just so that I and Matt and the listening audience understand this. But
look, let me just jump in here. I don't want to make this uncomfortable, but I have to speak my mind. I think that this field is un-American. I mean, George Washington didn't found this country. I'm sorry, but George Washington and his co-founders didn't found this country on protons or any magical particles in the sky. And I think that it's frankly un-American and practically socialist. And I'm challenging our guest.
We did not invite Dr. Martina on the show to argue politics. We're talking about her career choice, her field. This isn't about politics.
I'm challenging our guest to defend these particles, these magical particles, against the Constitution of our Lord, the United States of America.
Did your wife leave you?
I can't hear you.
Oh, my apologies. I was looking at my notes. Right. I said, did your wife leave you? Because I'm getting this very negative.
It's been a long time.
I think you have an overbalance of electrons, and I actually have a therapy for that. It's an infomercial. It's on, you know.
I've seen that. It's on QVC at 3 o'clock every morning. I watch that.
Yes.
No
yes.
pun intended, but religiously, I watch that.
Oh dear. Well, thank you. I'm flattered. It's you know, Dr. Lintel's Lint Lucifier Limited.
Lint Lucifier Limited. Yes. Yes. Oh wow.
And for $19.99, every one of your listeners can have one as well.
Years. Oh. Listeners, if this has resonated with you, I would highly recommend staying up until 3 o'clock in the morning and watching this I almost called it a documentary.
Well, but, it basically is. I mean, that's a fair way to describe it.
And I would highly recommend purchasing this. It is amazing. It will change your life. I have every time I see it, I have to order a copy, even though I've had to order. 6 storage units just this year to house all of the DVDs that they've sent
this
me.
This happened with the colon cleanse as well. I just like you, to put that in
we
there.
We did not get, Matt, we did not get on the show to talk about the colon
wait,
cleanse.
Wait a second.
You can't stop watching infomercials.
Are you InfoFapper 69?
So moving on, we have a absolutely riveting news segment for you today.
Wow, do we?
We do.
Wow.
And Matt brought this to my attention. So there was this trapeze act in southern Philadelphia, and well, Matt, why don't you just explain it to us?
Well, there was a Chinese man flying from tree to tree.
Right.
It wasn't planned, actually. It was entirely spontaneous. Mm-hmm. And he flew right into the side of a building, and the police ended up destroying the building because they were looking for him inside of it, because he went right through it. He went right through the building. I know. That's absurd. That's absurd. I think that's...
Dr. Lintel, what was he thinking? Can you... I know this is... nuclear psychology is not exactly in the same...
Real.
...plane as... Hey, we are not here to judge what Sharfield is.
I'm here to do whatever I do.
But what are your thoughts, Dr. Lintel?
I'm sorry. I have to pause for my noontime... 5-minute meditation, so I will not be able to speak on this issue until I have affirmed the earth particles and then rolled around on the ground, as is my earth religion.
I would love to join you, but I will have to take the 5-minute oath of patience and do that afterwards. She is the only person that we could book on the show, okay? She's the only one that I sent so many emails. I sent so many emails, and nobody responded to me except her.
That's because you kept mentioning the colon cleanse and how much you like the infomercial.
This is not about the colon.
It's all about
stop
the colon.
Stop talking about the colon cleanse. Look, you just, okay? It has
you think
biologically proven health effects.
Think that you're
if you could just open up your mind and your anal cavity
to
the colon cleanse.
That's all you want.
That's all I want in life, okay? I have simple needs. I need water in my blood. Lots and lots of water. Okay,
you just
can we please just try to salvage the show, okay? Just ask her some pointed questions. Alright, don't put her down every time she says something.
Alright, this magical field journey is over.
No, let her talk. She has to fill the rest of the... Dr. Lintel?
Yes.
Hi, that was beautiful. I've seen that probably about a million times, but it's still absolutely beautiful to me to watch that ritual.
Thank you. I'm so glad that you could all be a part of this.
You've still got a few leeches on your face. You might want to.
Oh, they're good for the complexion.
In fact, I
would be willing if you'd like. I may share one with you.
Can I?
Go ahead. Oh. Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, now it's on my face.
That's Pete. He's been with me for 7 years.
Hi, Pete. How you doing? How you doing, buddy? Oh, he's cold.
He doesn't appreciate you speaking about his relative temperature.
Apologies, Pete. My
You know what? Let me just take. Let me just.
No. I can handle. Okay. Here you go. Sorry.
You know, you're really lucky he didn't put that up his butt. But
what did I just say, Matt? So, Dr. Lintel.
Yes.
Matthew has a question for you.
All right.
Can Donald Trump be explained using particles?
Oh, absolutely. Anything can be explained using particles. You see, Donald Trump is what we like to call a negative imbalance of neuron photons. It means that he gave away all of his electrons for money. It's a very difficult process, very painful, which is why he is a dead outer shell with no personality, but a lot of money, which is fine for some people. It makes me sad. It makes the Earth Mother sad. It makes Pete sad. But I really hope with that, if he were to accept therapy, you know, if he were to come to me, you know, I would have him write again so that he could live a full, fulfilling life. And
I think that this makes sense now. I've seen him on TV. I've heard him on the radio. And it makes sense that his neural negativity has boiled to the surface. And what happens to air when boiling occurs is that it rises to the top. And what is the top of Donald Trump?
It's, no one knows, actually.
It's his hair.
I don't know if that's hair.
It's his hair.
I'm not sure. Well,
it makes perfect sense.
If you had a sample of Donald Trump in some physical way, could you control him remotely with these
particles? Absolutely.
Well, you're in luck. I have a sample of Donald Trump. Dan, why don't you get that?
Matt,
why don't you get that?
That is not a sample
peach
of Donald Trump.
What is it then?
That is not. Dr. Lintel, I'm so sorry
what is
for this.
Oh,
Matt, that is not a sample of Donald Trump.
You told me it was. You told me before we came on the show to pull
Matt,
this petri
lied.
Dish
that,
out. What is in here?
That looks like cocaine, Matthew.
That's.
I don't
Matt,
know
you
what
probably
cocaine
flush
looks
that
like.
Down the toilet. You should probably get rid
why
of that
you flush
as soon as possible.
Perfectly good cocaine down the toilet.
Matt, that.
You could sell that for a lot of money on the street. I'll just say
I
that.
Would
it's
highly
yours.
Recommend that you don't do anything with that that you would do with cocaine.
This was yours.
The effects would be disastrous, shocking, long-term, irreversible, other adverbs.
I found this in your trunk.
That I gave that to you before the show, Matthew. Don't go back on yourself. I know what words you have said.
I found it on the ground.
Well, don't try to pin that on me then. That is just suspicious white powder as far as I'm concerned.
You know what? You're a suspicious white man.
That's racist.
I don't care. I think that we've clearly gotten off on the wrong foot here. And
So Dr. Lintel.
Yes.
Before we had you on the show, there was one topic in particular that you were very passionate about. And you wrote about it at length in your first book before you really dove deep into neural psychology. There's nuclear psychology and then there's a subcategory of that psychology, neural psychology. And you specifically said if you're going to be on the show, you wanted to talk about that. And I think that this is as good a segue as any into that talking point. So you're more than welcome to just give our listeners a brief explanation.
Yes, thank you. Well, basically, neuropsychology can be experienced, actually, with the use of drugs like cocaine or methamphetamine. And it's when you alter your neural paths to better suit your photonic aura, specifically aligning. I mean, I align with the Earth Mother, but it really can be with, you know, anything that you truly deeply believe in your neurons.
Like a wrench?
Like a wrench.
Matthew.
Yes?
What?
I feel like I'm a wrench.
Dr. Lintel, please continue. Just ignore him. He clearly does
it
not
was
believe
a serious
in
nuclear question.
Psychology.
I identify as a
you
wrench.
You are not taking this seriously,
I
Matthew.
Identify
You're
as a wrench.
A joke out of this beautiful woman's career and her entire life. You are just stomping all over it like she does every day.
I am
day
a wrench and I am heavy.
With her Bibles.
Oh, sorry, that reminds me.
Matthew, you son of a bitch. What did I tell you about this?
Do you know how to spell integrity?
I can spell integrity. It's called WMYEA.
You don't even know what that spells. It's not even a word.
Yes, I do. And if you were a nuclear psychologist, you would understand too.
You can't accept me being a wrench.
You're not a wrench. You're a human
Why
being.
Is it okay for and you to insulting. Have guess that purr over particles and not have a wrench
She's
co-host?
Doing
I'll
the
ask you.
29 p.m. Richard.
I
okay?
am.
You don't question that.
You are questioning me. I fit over things like you can't imagine. I can.
The only
turn,
thing you're fitting over right now is my fist.
I can turn anything that I'd like. I'm an
this
adjustable
podcast
coach.
Is over if you keep insulting my guests. If you don't like my guests so much, why don't you get your own guests
you,
on the show?
Do you hear that noise?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It is the sound of Dr. Lintel finishing and segueing
Perfect.
Back into her conversation
Indeed.
About neural psychology.
Indeed.
So as I was saying, if you identify as a wrench, then you can modify your neural pathways as such. Generally,
see, Matt, modify your neural pathways.
Why are you interrupting
as
her?
Such.
Why are you interrupting her?
My apologies, Miss Lintel.
Doctor.
Or Mrs. Lintel. Or
Doctor.
Mrs. Doctor. Ms. Miss. Mrs. Is there a Mr. Lintel?
There was.
Was there a Dr.
There was.
Lintel?
He's
Mr.
dead.
Lintel?
He died.
I see.
Did you read
I see.
The
rat
yes.
Sheet? You didn't read the sheet. That was
Unfortunately, he had a heart attack while I was doing one of my Earth rituals. And I had
see.
To make a decision, and I decided that my life was dedicated to the Earth Mother, so I had mm-hmm. to leave my earthly trappings behind, and he died. So,
my condolences. I think you will. Will you join me in a death chant for the late Mr. Lintel?
If that is what you believe, then I am certainly willing.
Okay.
Am I respecting? Am I respecting your death
Thank
chant?
You. That was perfect. That was spot
good,
on.
Good,
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
He's still dead.
So yeah, as you were saying.
Would you mind if I touched your face?
Please do.
I really.
Please do.
I want to know what your aura feels like. Yes. Yes. No. Just relax. Just relax. Just let it happen. Okay. It's okay. Yes. I feel.
Your hands are cold.
Well, my heart is cold. I'm feeling. That there's some. There's some kinks in your neural pathways.
Mm-hmm.
Like perhaps
Definitely.
Perhaps you're suppressing an identity that you haven't really accepted into your neural photographic. Do you understand? I'm sensing that there might be in there somewhere. It looks like it might be a shoe. Perhaps
No. Definitely nothing. Nothing shoe related.
Is there
or
fur in there?
Nothing
anywhere?
Like nothing like a shoe
there,
in any way.
No,
whatsoever.
No, it's not fur, but it's definitely okay. it's shiny.
No, there, I.
It's a shoe. I do you. Did you go barefoot?
I must
as
disagree
a child?
With you, Ms. Lintel, Dr. Ms. Lintel. There is nothing shoe-like or shoe-centric. Or anything shoe-related in my aura or brain or any part of my body in any way.
Okay, sure. All right. That's...
I would like to move on.
Okay. You can't,
Thank
but
you.
That's okay.
Thank you. So if you'll... We have this thing that we do every podcast where Matt and I...
Yeah.
What
do we do?
Well, Matt, why don't you explain?
Well... We put on our shoes, and
No, we don't do that. That's not what I was talking about.
Matthew.
Yes.
I really don't think that it's wise to try and bring out so aggressively this pattern for him. He'll have to discover it on his own.
But
he'll have to gently caress the
or
image.
Or not, or suppress it forever and never talk
okay,
about
okay.
it ever again.
You know,
again.
if you don't want to connect with the Earth Mother, then that's fine. Live that's... in your suppressed mindset.
Yeah.
Okay.
You might die in there.
I have put up with this for I think long enough. There's no such thing as the Earth Mother. There's no such thing as nuclear psychology. You are a hack, and I don't know where you got your doctorate, but you are probably the most fake person that I have ever met, and I regret this entire thing. I wish that we didn't have you on this show. This is getting out of hand.
It's just like what happened when you got the enema guy on here.
Matthew, okay. Until next week. I'm Dan. That's Matt. That is some lady that I picked up off the street. Goodbye.
Goodbye.